Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Oh, bojani siwo nyami yejano nasuwa buwe samjina fuwa yesu mocha kasama yenye wahawa yani epinyi siye ninaremu mreni daswasana yakoya kotode yakoya kotode mumajani siwo nyami yejano nasuni nebu
all over in the spread, come on.
Adishima danwa, eh. My most sensitive mama ya sisi chaye no, eh. Kaya diya na kaya sisi dada, na misi Yesu ama. Omewa sorry ama ya ni ya.
Walk through.
kune jane ni enona ama enona ama FM yoba
afebo sempe. Come on, come on, come on. Now listen to this part.
Medu eti jaete, minyami e e e. Eka mi boni bebe be ni madu siadi. Na wine na no beche minko na sasi nanka e jo nyamida.
Are you ready? Come on.
Mese mese demi iwa yete. Sami kutu o, sami sorry o, anami pe.
Why don't you clap your hands for Jesus? You know, can I tell you a secret? Can I tell you a secret? No, can I tell you a secret? You promise you keep it a secret. Are you sure? Everyone on this side, will you keep the secret? I think this is the best service in the cathedral. But don't tell the others. It's a secret. Don't tell the others. It's a secret. Don't tell the others. The feeling in his presence is too... It is too... Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, while you're clapping your hands, join me and let's welcome Mary. Come on. Make some noise and let's welcome Mary tonight.
Thank you.
our God and King. Sing His praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. His praises. And now shall my head be lifted above my enemies. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Sing, sing. Sing His praises.
Sing praises to the Lord our God.
Sing praises to our God and King. Sing His praises.
The moment you have been waiting for is here. Those of you on the left hand side, you didn't hear me. The moment you have been waiting for is here. Can I have some lights in the auditorium, please? Tonight, God's word is about to come your way. It's about to come your way. The anointed word of God. The powerful word of God. The word of God that is alive. It's alive. I need you to believe tonight that the word you're about to hear has the ability to enter an area of your life and work miracles. Tonight, you may hear about hearing and seeing, but I need you to believe that it can enter your marriage and fix some problems. That is the word of God. It is power. And I want you to believe in the power of the living word of God tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are ready, I'm happy to announce to you that God has sent to us one of his choicest servants. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are ready, make some noise tonight. Join me and let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise tonight.
Lighten up the sound. It's terrible. If you are seated, please stand. I want us to pray.
Oh, yes.
I want to pray. Are you happy to be in church?
Oh, yes.
Ha. Or you want to go home?
No.
Are you sure you want to?
Oh, yes.
Lift up your two hands.
Jesus.
I want you to pray and ask the Lord to speak to you.
Speak to me, Lord, tonight. I want to hear your voice, oh Lord. Tonight,
I'm preaching about seeing and hearing.
Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord.
And that's exactly what you are about to do. You're about to see and hear. So pray that the Lord will minister to you. Can I have that microphone? There's a problem.
Leva shaka davosa, minister, O Lord, speak to me, O God. Mashava zileve,
Yes.
Oh, Vadima Kadavashoni ma prekedeve. Leva shaprekadaba. Speak to me.
Pray. Just pray for yourself.
Tonight,
pray.
I want to hear from you, O Lord.
Mashaba
Makadavo Shevre Ketebe. Leva Shava Katani Monama. Lekedo Shava Andi Makadavosha. Leva Kadaba. Open my ear to hear your word, O Lord. Leva Shaba Makadavosha. Lekedosh Mapreskata Inama. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Tonight I want to hear your voice, O God. Makava Sonima. Vrekeshubra Inde. Legedo Shava Sadima Pakatose. Leva Shapra Indiva Sadi Vesus. Prina Makada Duce Pradava. Legadava. Tonight we want to hear your voice, O Lord. We want to hear from you, O God. Tonight, open our ears, O Lord, to hear Mashonima. Legedo Shapa Antibe. Leva Shaba. Likadaba. Zi Impredoshe. Legadaba. Lekatonima. That tonight we hear from you, O Lord. That tonight we will hear your word, O Lord. Mashapa inde, likata imbra, zadimona, legedo shapra impe, likata vazunima, rekatona. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Tonight, O God, I want to hear from you. Mashaba, likadado sheve, likata impradusha, legedeve, ma antibosha. Legedebe, Mashapra inde, Legedeba Salaba, Likatayama, Zibesonima, oh, never the same again. Ah, Likashadaba.
Vesonima. Father, we thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you that you are about to speak to us.
Oh, yes.
And thank you for your will being done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Preach. Please be seated. Welcome you to church tonight. You know, I just prayed a prayer I have not prayed before. And I can tell you my prayer, because in the Bible we read the prayers of with the prayer Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. We read about it. He said, "Thy will be done, not my will, but thy will be done." So I can tell you a prayer I just prayed, and I think it's a very powerful prayer. I was begging God, and I was asking him, and I was just telling him that some people didn't choose the church. They chose drinking bars and are very, very great in their drinking bars. They've advanced in their drinking bars. When you see them in town and the puffiness of their face, you can tell that he has been at the drinking bar for a very long time. Some didn't choose the church. They chose business. And they have risen very high. They own private jets. Are millionaires and billionaires. No church in their lives. Some didn't choose church. They chose the university and schools. And there, they become great. They become professors. I know a couple of professors who became so great in the professorial work that they have even started their own universities. Not secondary schools, universities. So I was just telling the Lord, we chose the church. This is what we chose. So let it be a great experience for us here. Oh yes. This is what we chose. We chose the church. You know, I don't know, but I had a chance to choose teaching in the university, choose taking care of patients at very, very, very high levels. You know. But I didn't choose it. I had the chance. I was qualified to choose. Like many of you are qualified not to be here tonight. Some of you must be in Dubai. Yes. Some of you should be in your shop or be having some negotiations. You know, there are Uber drivers who could be doing good business on Saturday evenings. Yes, it's prime time. So if we didn't choose that and we chose the church, then God should help us that the experience in the church must be great. It should count for something. Yes. If I didn't choose lecturing in the university and in the postgraduate faculties, and I chose to be lecturing in the church, then my lectures must be very powerful lectures. Very powerful lectures. The same way those who didn't choose this one and chose that one are very powerful there. I mean, look at you sitting here tonight. You could have been sitting with your friends in the area around a watch cellar or a kebab point, some kebab area or some roadside bar. So you could be watching football at this time. This is a good time for football. I'm sure there might be some leagues that are playing in the system. So if you didn't choose that one and you are here, then you must enjoy here. Otherwise, there's no sense. Doesn't make sense to be sitting here when you could be happy somewhere. I personally will advise you to get up and go to that place where you are going to be happy. That's why I get excited when I see the dancing stars. Yes. I mean, all these boys could have been fooling in town, but they chose the church. I see they are excited. They are wearing their Good Friday t-shirts. They are very mincharing. So if you didn't choose town and you chose here, then join the dancing stars and be happy. Otherwise, go back to where you came from. Go back. There are keyboardists recently, one of Ghana's top keyboardists who has played for all kinds of secular musicians, he died. And it was all over the place. It was very, very, very good. I mean, if you want to produce a certain type of album, this is the one you call. He didn't choose church. I don't know whether he even goes to church or he does anything in the church. Uh-huh. So if you have chosen to play the keyboard in the church, then you must also try and do the thing it says. So not this type of sound is not good. Yes, echo, reverberations, and the cool. It shows that you don't understand what you are doing. Because those who didn't choose this one, and they are doing sound engineering in nightclubs. Have you ever gone to a nightclub? And maybe you didn't go. We went to. We were there. We start on Friday evening and we end on Saturday morning and start on Sunday evening and end on Monday at dawn, enough to go to school. Oh yes. You'll never hear ooh or ah. So if we didn't go to the nightclub and we have come here, then it must count for something. The sound here must count for something. The music here, that's why I was happy to see Mary singing beautifully. Beautifully. Frida blessed us. Top, 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 top. Beautiful singing. Instrumentalists, clap your hands for them. Beautiful. I mean it. Otherwise, always, then the church, not because of the roof, because of you, the church always becomes a lower version, a poorer version, that only the low class, uninitiated, those who have been de-appetited, the appetite has been taken from them, without reflexes and without sensations. They are those who sit in the church because nothing moves them anyway. But anybody who wants to hear good music has to go to a nightclub. It shouldn't be that if you want to hear good music, because the people doing the sound are at sixes and sevens. That's why when I'm preaching, by the time I finish preaching, you will know that you've come to a lecture. Yes. You will not regret listening to me preach. If you had the chance to go to someone to listen to the person and you chose me, I will ensure that your experience with me is superlative by the grace of God. And the key is the number of hours you invest in what you are doing. That's the key. The number of hours you invest in what you are doing. That's the key. So, may God anoint you.
Amen.
And, mommy, I don't know. Of course. We are not going to choose nightclubs.
No.
Yeah, you and I, we are here forever. This is our place. So we must make it nice. We must make it. Yeah. We must train people. We must build it. We must fight. We must quarrel. We must be wild. We must do it so that this one also becomes nice. We must not lower standards. Yes. Because the culture in any place is determined. The culture in any place is determined by the lowest behavior the leader is ready to tolerate. I'll take it again. The culture in any office, any church, any institution, any place, what determines the culture is the poorest behavior that the leader tolerates. That is what sets the temperature. So if the leader doesn't tolerate mediocrity, the culture will become very bright and nice. Everybody is at the top. Yeah, top. That's why I sack choristers in the middle of their song. Beautiful. Down.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes. My tolerance level is not low. Oh, yeah. You are singing, you are playing. If I give you a chance to preach here and you are not preaching in the middle of the but I'll take the microphone from you and continue the message myself. Yes. Learn it. I said the culture in any place is determined by the lowest and the poorest behavior the leader is willing to tolerate. That's what sets the temperature. You tolerate nonsense. It will be a culture of nonsense. I don't know. Am I preaching or am I? I don't understand. Yes. So it's in your little well, your little shop, your little whatever. Don't lower the standards. Don't tolerate nonsense. Otherwise, the atmosphere, the culture there will be a culture of stealing, useless work, and whatever. Yes, the lowest behavior you allow is what sets the temperature. That's why some of you have been sacked. I will sack you. That's why some of you have been sacked from work. Because you were working with somebody, another person who allowed you. But a new person came and sacked you. Yeah, because the two leaders are different. One's threshold is so low that someone like you could work there. Low. The bar is low. Then another person, another man came there. They're like, no, I didn't tell you this. So yeah, I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying something. Darlington, you could be a DJ. Yeah. Not that when you grow up. Not that when you grow up. Right now, you could be spinning in a club. Yeah. Sorry, say it again.
Every day he's playing song, dancing at home. That's the only thing he does. Every
time. No, please come. That's his mother. This is this boy. Come. The two of you should come. They don't know you. It's getting practical. Yes. So this woman, those online, please, can you be seated? Those online, this woman is not the sister of this boy. She's the mother of this boy. And I was saying that this boy could be a DJ in town. And his mother is saying something. Say it in the microphone.
So, daddy, every day after eating, he will dance. He'll play some dance. Then when he's hungry, he will come again. I'm hungry. So I told him I'm coming to report him to you.
You said you are coming to report him
to me. I told him he's here. He's away. I told him I'm coming because he's making noise.
The spirit has picked him up. The anointing has picked him up. He's just always listening to music and dancing.
Dancing.
And he's the one I said he could be a DJ if he was an unbeliever.
DJ, yeah.
DJ Darlington. DJ Darlington. He eats dance. After eating dance. Is like a baby eats and after eating is sleeping.
Always there is noise in the house.
Always dancing.
Always dancing.
And he's what? JHS what? 3?
No. What level 300.
University? Yes. He's a university student.
Yes.
This boy is a university student. Yes. Level 300. Yes. He's about to finish university. Yes. And he's always dancing at home.
Always dancing.
Clap your hands for church. Church is just good. So, mommy, you and I are going to have some prayer times. We'll be praying for him to finish the university. But if his love is music and dancing, then he's anointed to dance. Then in the church, he must have dancing schools. He told you about it. Sorry, please.
He said I should get a Bluetooth speaker
for what?
He's trying to start a dancing school, so I should get a Bluetooth speaker for him.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, like this evening, we should have had about 3 different groups dancing. Some even dance during the preaching. No, we pause for 5 minutes. They dance and then I continue preaching. You are here. Then after the preaching, during the offering, another group. Then when we finish the offering and we give announcements, when we are closing, after the grace, then we've got grace dancers. Grace dancers. Another group. Because if your son was operating in the world, this is what he would have done. But in the church, because of the poor culture the leaders allow, there is I mean, everything is a sham and a drudgery. But not here.
Not here.
So God bless you. Tonight, I'm preaching from this book. If you don't sit down. And I've really enjoyed preaching from this book. And tonight, the message, the chapter, and the chapters are all short because it's a small book. I don't know why I didn't really see it early, because that should have been the first topic I should have preached from this book before going on to anything. Because I find it to be very, tonight's topic to be foundational and very, very important. You see? And the title is this, chapter 11. It says, seeing and hearing is the Father's business.
Wow.
You see, seeing and hearing is the Father's business. Send your Bibles to Amos chapter 3. I want to explain your life to you.
Please do.
Verse 3 of Amos chapter 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Let's look at a newer modern version translation. Yes. Can two people walk together? In the part of Ghana, they'll say without agreeing on the direction. Without agreeing on the direction. Can we have the Good News Translation? GNT. Good News Translation. If you have it. If you don't have it, we'll just... No, the Good News, not Message. All right. So, take me back to the King James Version. It's a short Bible lesson. I told you, Saturdays are Bible lessons. So, it's a very, very, very important question which applies everywhere. That can two people, don't allow me to put in words that are not in the Bible. Can two walk together except they be agreed? So, you and God are the two we are talking about tonight. Or you're not working with God. Am I in the wrong service? Then let's end, because I'll find those here. Are they working with God?
Yes. Wow.
No, if I'm in the wrong service, let me know, because there are many places I could go to. Here, is it here?
It's here.
All right. So you and God are working together. So I'm trying to explain why it is difficult for you to walk with God. That's all. Why pastors backslide? I'm just trying to explain to you. why, if you find a pastor has backslidden, why a bishop will backslide? That a bishop will go to social media and use Bob Marley's lyrics as his explanation of things. Not an angry Christian, a bishop. Because you are allowed to be angry. You are allowed to be angry. But a bishop should use verses, Bible English verses, to explain why something is wrong. That's what I expect. That's what I would expect. A bishop, not Bob Marley's lyrics. That's quite low. I have no problem at all. If a bishop is online, on Instagram or whatever, accusing me of maybe wearing a t-shirt, my shirt is too big, the trousers is too black. If I'm wearing this, the shoe should match. The colors are confusing. I can understand. But I wish that you would use Amos 3:3. That can a bishop dress well when the colors don't match? The colors must be. But to use Bob Marley's lyrics to explain why my dressing is wrong, that one is a bit low. So all around the place, you find Christians who find it difficult to walk with God. Some start after 1 year, they get tired. No energy to walk with God. You join a church, you sing in the choir. After 2 years, you just don't. I mean, what is this? I mean, there are some people sitting here tonight who wish that the service will end. Because when they leave here tonight, they will never come here again. I'm explaining to you why this man is standing excited and somebody is dozing at the back. The reason for the difference is what I'm about to preach to you tonight. Why this pastor would be in the ministry for 20 years and we appointed this one just 6 months ago. She's already coming to church twice a month. Both are lady pastors. That's the reason I'm explaining to you why some people cannot walk with God well. Because your Christian life is a walk with God. That's what the Bible says in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, that as you have received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk in Him. So you receive Jesus, you bring in God into your life. You were godless before, but you bring in God now. But you don't only receive Him and end there. After receiving Him, the next is to walk. Colossians 2 verse 6. So the Christian life is a walk with God. And I'm explaining to you why some people are unable to walk with God. The answer is that they don't agree with God. God's business is not their business. Once God's business becomes your business, it means you are agreeing with Him. And you can work with Him. Can I take it again? I'm talking about how to work, how I can work with their sister for 40 years. For 50 years. How can I work with her? Once the two of us get to have one mind, we agree about everything, we are together. But your birthday is 6th April. I remember it. And I buy you chocolates. Then my birthday is 4th May. And on my birthday, you don't even remember that it's my birthday. Then there's no agreement. We can't work together. I want to explain to you how that our finances. I do business. I sell cement, and she does iron rods. Before we married, she was doing iron rods. I was doing cement, and we met and we got married. She pays tithes from her cement business, iron rods business. I don't pay tithes. So financially, our money doesn't share. Doesn't what? Share. Why? Because the money that she should have brought on board for us to use to take care of the children and so on, she is using some to pay tithes. And I don't like no tithes. And once we don't agree, we cannot work together. I'm explaining why people cannot work together. We married 15 years ago. In the 15 years, we've had 2 children. We've got a nice house. But I believe in family life. Exactly. I believe in Sunday lunch. That on Sunday, as my wife, I expect that you and I will take our 2 children, Billy Rubin and Billy Verdon, to La Palm or to some beachfront and just spend a little money. As we've worked very hard, We should enjoy the money and spend some money on Sunday afternoon. We go to church, we close, then we drive our children to beauty spots. That's what I believe in. But she believes that she must serve God. She believes in maximize Sunday usage. Yeah. Every day she comes tomorrow. So I'm in the house. Our 2 children are there. But my wife is maximizing her Sunday. While I am at home hoping to have lunch outside. So even because of her behavior, I'm now becoming interested in Beatrice because she has time. Because we all go to church, but Beatrice has time and she's my friend. So why don't we go out and just have lunch? But can you imagine that as she believes in maximize Sunday usage, if I also believed in maximize Sunday usage, then we are both in church. I have no worry that my wife, no. If sometimes I even get home before she gets home. Many times I get home before my wife gets home. Then I get home around 2 a.m. and my wife is getting home around 2:30. Then my son comes home at 5. 5 a.m. Is that happy? Because we all agree. That honestly, it can only be Monday evening that we can go and sit somewhere and it's Monday evening at the Turkish restaurant. I think this man knows the Venice. If you can sit down, I'll teach for 3 minutes and stop. Why are you not able to be a Christian? Because you don't agree with God. God's business is not your business.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned. Do you sense an urgency to pray? Is there a burden to wage war spiritually through intense intercession? Then join the online army on the Church in Your House Facebook page, this and every Saturday at 4 a.m. Remember, the Facebook address is The Church in Your House with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This and every Saturday dawn at 4 a.m. Every knee will bow to the power of prayer.
God's business. Luke chapter 2, verse 46. Luke chapter 2. It came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. If you go up, you will notice that Jesus Christ, as a little boy, had been taken to the yearly festival in Jerusalem. And on the way, I think a day's journey, I don't know what type of parents he had, but it took a day for them to notice that the boy was not with them. I don't know. I'm not criticizing. I'm just wondering. It took a day. Yes. Yes. They were new parents. They didn't know how to handle children. So it was after 24 hours that they detected that their son, 9 years or 12 years or whatever, was not with them. So they turned back because obviously they were coming from Jerusalem. They asked, they looked everywhere. They couldn't find the boy after one day. Then they said, well, then let's go back to where we had the convention, Easter convention. And maybe he's there. So that's what happened. That after 3 days of looking for him, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. This is a short Bible study. I need to make it short so you catch it and use it to live your life. That's why it's short. Both hearing them and asking them questions for the seven. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So apparently, he was not just asking questions. They were also asking him questions for him to be able to answer. This is just a conjecture. Now, when they saw him, that's the parents, they saw their son after 3 days of looking for him. They were amazed that a little boy is sitting with bearded lawyers and doctors of the law. They were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." Now, let me just pause here and do a little side. Whatever. This is how to find something. Wow. You find things by looking for it, sorrowing. How to find things. You don't look for things with joy. You look for things sorrowing. That's what the Bible says, that He that goeth bearing precious seed, sorrowing. You don't look for souls with excitement. You look for souls sorrowing. Because the mournful state deepens your passion for the quest. You see, when you are happy, it means you are already full. And when you are full, you are not driven. It's only hunger and thirst. That's why in the Macarius in Matthew 5, Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. They shall be filled. That's how to find. I don't know what you are finding. But when you see some people, you can see that they are not looking for anything. You can tell that this person is not looking for anything. How to find something is to look for it sorrowing. It drives you. It becomes the engine. Your hunger and your thirst. And in the same chapter 5 of Matthew, one of the beatitudes is, blessed are those who mourn. So there is very little place in the, even though the Holy Spirit is a spirit of joy, to have him, you must seek him sorrowing with hunger and thirst. Let's go back. That's another. I just wanted to throw this in. At the right time, I will share with you how to find what you are looking for. But the mother said, your father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And Jesus, he said to them, that is mommy and daddy, how is it that ye sought me? Why were you looking for me? If it was a Ghanaian child with Ghanaian parents, he would have had a slap. But I don't know the Jewish culture. Yes. But if this boy's mother was now Odole Ayoko, it's a slap you need as an answer to this question. To rearrange your mind, the circuitry of your cerebral connections. But let's read the Bible. How is it that you sought me? Westy is too big. Can I have the New King James? And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Ladies and gentlemen, a certain man had two sons. Eventually, the one who was interested in his father's business was the one who was at home. Eventually. Apparently, one of them was not interested in the father's business. And once you have no interest in the father's business, you come under the influence of centrifugal forces. Because I know you are in JHS, but I got to teach you. I got to teach you. Yeah, because you need to understand. Wherever you are, in school, at work, in church, in your marriage, wherever you are, two forces act on you. A force that pulls you away from where you are, and a force that pushes you deeper into where you are. So if where you are is the center, we call the force that is pulling you to the center a centripetal, from the Latin word peter, which means towards. Are you married? Are you a student? Are you a worker? Are you in the choir? Are you in the church? Are you a pastor? Are you working in the bank? Wherever you are is the center. As you sit here, there are forces that want to pull you away from the church. And there are forces that want to pull you deeper. So right now, even as I'm preaching, you are under the influence of the centripetal force of the word of God. It's sinking you deeper into God. The word you are hearing. Then the second force that wants to move you away from the marriage, away from the classroom, away from the church, away from the relationship, is the force called the centrifugal force, from the Latin word fugere, which means away from. So as you sit here, you must be aware and notice the things that want to take you from the church. And notice the things that when you do, they make you go deeper into God. That's why Jesus said, "Didn't you know that my passion is the Father's business?" Now, what was the Father's business in the story? What was it Jesus was doing? Let's ask in English. What was he doing that he is referring to as his Father's business? What was he doing? Just a little intelligence. What was he doing? Once you know what he was doing, you've answered the question. You will know what is the Father's business. And you also make that business your business. Because every man has two types of sons. Eventually, the elder brother, the first time he's mentioned in that story, he's coming from the field, which is where the father's farms were. But the boy, who was not interested in the father's business, was in Moscow, far country. He was a fugitive. Figure. What is the father's business? Because once his business becomes your business, you can work with him for the rest of your life. You will never cool off. You will never backslide. You will never have a softer stance. You will never be calmer, no matter how old you are. I am older than over 99% of you in this service. The people who are older than me in this service, they will not be five. They will not be five. And when you look around, you ask yourself, who has the energy? So you will notice that it's not the age that gives the energy. So that the answer is what is it that makes somebody excited? So let's end the message. To know that I'm ending the message, I'm putting the book down. What was Jesus doing? When they found him, was he having a crusade? No, let's go back. Let's see what they found. What, it is exactly what they found him doing. That is the Father's business. Because he says that I must be about my Father's business. So what we see him doing now, if we go back and he's weeding a farm, that's the Father's business. If we go back and he's prophesying, if we go back and he's preaching, if we go back and find him singing, if we go back and find him doing video recordings and video filming, if we go back and find Jesus ushering in the temple, then that is it. So what was he doing? After 3 days, they found him in the temple. Sitting. Magudagaba. Mandurumus kaprana hande. Magadibos kadiande lebaya. Maduka. Maduka tima mosakata. Sitting. In the midst of teachers. The Father's business is what we are seeing here. Both listening to them. That's the Father's business. And asking questions. That is stirring up more things to listen to. Because I can talk to you for 5 minutes. But questions alone can make me talk to you for 1 hour. So questioning, asking questions, increases the amount of things you hear. That is why every teacher will tell you that they have respect for the students who ask questions. Because asking a question reveals your interest in what is going on and your desire to know more. Being quiet reveals your disconnect and your disinterest. So they found him listening to them. King James says hearing them. And then wanting to hear more. So there's a chapter I'm going to preach before I end this season of the hearing and seeing. The chapter is titled Hearing Twice.
Oh, I love it.
We'll come there. Maybe next week I'll do that one. Because here we see Jesus hearing twice. He hears and then he asks questions to provoke more speaking so that he can hear more. Ladies and gentlemen, time will not permit me to relate with you on the basis of these scriptures for a long time. But let it be enough that the business of the Father is not preaching. The Father's business is not winning souls for him. The Father's business is not starting passengers. The Father's business is not building churches. So what is this pastor saying? If the Father's business is not building churches, why do we build churches? Why do we win souls? Why am I in a Good Friday t-shirt? Because that is a soul-winning event, big time, on Friday. If this is not the Father's business, then what business do we have wearing this? I will explain myself to you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I don't know if where you are sitting, you can see me. But I'm sure those who are online can see me. Watch me carefully. You see, I'm preaching to you. That's not the business of God. The business of God is not standing. Is sitting down. And surrounding yourself give me the New King James. Surrounding yourself with teachers. If you can sit down, I will end the message because it's difficult to sit down. All right. Thank you. I'm explaining to you today why you cannot walk with God. Some of you dancing stars, in 5 years' time, you'll not be in church. Because the Father's business, you see, you can only walk with someone to the extent that you agree with him. Amos 3 and verse 3. You can never walk with someone you disagree with. So once my business becomes your business, we have found common ground. The reason why people preach but can't walk with God is what I'm preaching about tonight. You are building a church. The reason why you can find a pastor who has built a church before but today is not building a church is this one. This is it. Because the Father's business is not building a church. Building a church is not the Father's business. So who are those who should build a church? The people who build a church. The people who win souls. The people who have crusades. The people who build basantes. And build them well. And build for their lives. Are those who did the Father's business first and continue to put it first in their lives. Once you stop doing the Father's business, don't be surprised that you will stop singing for him. I'm talking to you. Because Christ was 9 years or 12 years or whatever years. It says after this that we will know him as a healer, as a preacher. After this that we read in Matthew 16 that I will build my church. But before you building the church is not the business. It is the sitting down. Because when you sit down and you surround yourselves with teachers and they minister to you, it will let you stand up to go and build something. Wow. And the Spirit entered into me. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. The Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet. Before you stand on your feet, you must sit down with teachers. anyone who doesn't sit down with teachers has no right to stand up to speak. Or we see Basanta leaders and pastors, bishops, who have not sat down with teachers and even interrogated what they are listening to. They've not done that, but they dare to stand and teach. It's called, there's a law in life called proton. Say proton. Proton is first. What you do first will determine what you do second, and will determine how beautiful your life is. You see how beautiful you are looking? You practiced proton when you were dressing. That is why your panties are not above your skirt. When you finish bathing, there is something you wear first. And then there is something you wear next. That order will determine whether you look like a mad woman or a sensible woman. That you came here without your brassiere on top of your t-shirt makes us respect you. But the two things would have still been worn, but the order, what you wear first, what you do first, what you take first, what you apply first, determines. That's why those who do the hard and difficult things, in the when they finish it, the next one is a nice and easy life. Is evangelism a good thing? Should we have Good Friday? Yes. But what made Bishop Dagwood Mills do crusades and have Good Friday was that he sat down first and surrounded himself with teachers. Wow. And it is determining what he is doing next and how beautiful. You see how beautiful you are looking? Look at that girl. Look at her. Beautiful. This is Miss Makane. But this same girl, you wouldn't want to sit by her. You would want to call the ushers to take her to Pantang. Based on the order of the layers. The layers. I want to be general. Today, it's my duty to announce that those who don't do the Father's business don't do the Father's business well. If you find somebody who is not doing Basanta work well, it means the person has not been hearing and listening well. That's what there's a saying, that a house is not built at the site, construction site. You build the house in your pocket before you go and pour. There are houses that have been on for the past 10 years. You can't finish it. Because you don't build a house by going to the site. You build a house from the pocket. You build a church from your sitting down and hearing and listening. You build a basenta. You build a singing ministry. You build a crusade. You build a ministry by your ability to sit down with teachers. You build a Christian life by your ability to sit down with teachers. If you see any of your friends doing well, don't think of any secret. That person is sitting with teachers. Yeah, because... What the, you see, when you say we are doing well, Bar Center is growing. Church is growing. Those ones are not the foundation. The main thing is your hearing and seeing. So when you have not done the Father's business, you can't do the Father's work. So today, Christians don't surround themselves. You have been in this church. Some of you don't even know the podcast. You don't know your way to the podcast, but you know your way to a pornography site. You know your way to the IG address of a woman who dances with panties. That's the one you watch in the night. But you can't find your way to where messages are stored. Will you be surprised that in 3 years' time you'd have lost your love for God? Because to work with God, His business must be your business. And His business, that's why I've been in this work long enough to announce to you that I've seen people who have built big churches who today can be found in the church. I've seen people who have sung well. We can't find them today. Because what keeps you going is the Father's business. If you will be around next year, it will mean that next year you are into deeply. Nobody can sit in the church as a tired pastor who listens to messages and keeps listening. Something enters you and puts you on your feet. Anybody you know who is cold has retired, not from ministry, but from hearing and seeing, listening to messages and soaking podcasts. That person is no longer a soaker. I'm not teaching you to make a diagnosis in the woman sitting by you. Think of yourself. How cold are you? How fired up are you? How dare you think of her? What about you? What are you doing? There's a song that says, just look around you and see the souls passing away. There's a song like that. Souls are parting. Look around you. Look, just look around you. You see, some are sleeping, some are tired, some are angry, some are somebody is sitting. Because it shows that these are people who are not engaged in the Father's business of listening to messages. They are not used to messages. When we are worshiping in the church and somebody is standing there chewing gum or sitting there on the phone, you can tell that it is those who do the Father's business well, who come and behave well in the house of God. It's foundation, foundation, foundation. That's why I said I should have taught this first. Will you do well in life? I can tell. I can tell. I went to a church to preach. I asked them to stand up and clap their hands for the pastors who have been in the church for many years. Yes, because so when you see some of us, we are preaching, Bishop Kobe in the system and so on, you may think that, oh, we don't have the type of problem you have. Yes. If we had the type of problem you have, we understand why you have cooled off. But there's no problem. Paul said, I am persuaded that nothing, angels, depths, heights, principalities, things present, things to come, nakedness, poverty. You are cold not because you are poor. You are cold not because you don't have a job. You are cold because you don't see and hear. You are not doing the Father's business. That's why you are cold. What should a pastor do? What should a full-time pastor do? Why am I in the full-time ministry? Why am I even a pastor? What is the work of a pastor? It's what I've told you. I didn't come into full-time ministry to come and take pictures or build cathedrals or build churches or pastor members. You enter into full-time ministry to do the Father's business full-time. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. Until I come, I'm not with you now. I'm going to come. But until I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation. Like what I'm doing tonight. I'm exhorting you. Pay attention to listening to people teaching you. And to doctrine. Pay attention to doctrine. Pay attention to the word of God. Pay attention to the teachings that come from your pastors. Until I come. Don't sit there doing nothing. Neither should you give attention to singing. The things to give attention to are listed here. Reading. Exhortation, and doctrine. If there was something more, because there are lists in the Bible that are 14. Paul, he lists things till he cannot even list anymore. When he was describing his problems. Endless. So there's no room in the Bible, that when you are listing things, you stop at point number 3. If he ended here, then this is what you must pay attention to. O thou singer, O thou instrumentalist, O thou evangelist, O thou reverend, O thou pastor, O thou bishop, O thou bacchantal leader. There's not 4, it's 3 things. Reading, listening to exhortation, and listening to doctrines. Why? Verse 14. Next verse. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. So when you find somebody who has neglected the gift of being a pastor, the person has neglected reading, exhortation, and doctrine. I'm teaching. This is the last 2 minutes, so let me end it well. When you find a singer, somebody you know who used to sing and doesn't sing anymore, the person has not just neglected the gift of singing, but had to neglect the gift of even listening to songs. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying of hands of the presbytery. Look at verse 15. Meditate on these things. Are you a singer? The things to think about are not singing and whatever. Your first thing is to think, meditate on listening to messages. That is where we see the word. Give thyself. So a full-time pastor must give himself. You came full-time, so you will spend all your time listening to messages and watching videos and reading the Bible and being around, sitting in the midst of teachers. It is that thing that when you stand up to minister, everybody will know that you are a full-time pastor. Wow. That's a full-time pastor. He's different from this brother who works in the bank. Because he is supposed to have spent more time listening, reading, exhorting, and doctrine. We don't give ourselves wholly to bacchantal planting. All the struggles you see giving ourselves wholly to organizing people, arranging people, appointing people, all those things, they are a result of the absence of the first thing. You see, anybody who listens to messages, watches preaching videos a lot, when he gets up, he does in 1 minute what somebody does in 3 years. Tiger Woods, the golfer, said, "It's possible for you to outplay me, but you cannot outwork me. You cannot outwork me." So the one who outplayed him today cannot outplay him tomorrow. But he who outworks everybody can win tomorrow, to the next day, the following day, the following day. May your output, listen to me, Jesus Christ said, if you want to pray, enter the closet and shut the door. Any time you see somebody doing something in public, how he does it is a reflection of what he has been doing in secret. When you see somebody who can't come to church, who can't be a stable church member, as a pastor is preaching like the message I'm preaching, you can sleep in the middle of this meeting. It means that you have not given yourself to the Father's business of listening to message. You are not used to what I'm doing. If I brought Kakeku here, you would wake up. Or Aki and Popo. Or Chewa. What fails you is what leads you. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, was led by the Spirit. What fails you? Sit down in your room. Sit down. If I say go and start a church, don't just go and start a church. In other words, I'm saying to you that sit down and soak messages.
Wow.
Okay. I said, if I say go and start something, don't just go. When Jesus said in Matthew 28, the last chapter of Matthew, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. When the disciples got up to go, he said, sit down. Because there is something you do before you do what you must do. Sit down, tarry ye here till you are endued with power from on high. Anytime you see someone struggling to sing, struggling to preach, struggling to be in church, when you look around, anybody struggling to stay awake has not done the Father's business first. Nobody who has done the Father's business will struggle to do anything in the church. That is even why we come full time. Not to build 1,000 churches first. We come full time to give ourselves full time to the Father's business of reading. Because you are in the bank. You may just read in the evening 20 minutes before you sleep. But if I'm able to overcome the high salary in the bank and take that 1,005 cities in the church and be a full-time pastor in the church, it means I have overtaken you and chosen a life that gives me more time, not to build the church, but more time to listen to messages, to soak messages, to be in God's presence. So when I stand up in the evening, and you also from the bank, you stand up, you see that these guys are two different guys, because one spent more time. I want to ask you this evening to stand to your feet. That's what I'm asking. Stand. I'm saying that when you meet somebody giving, like you were preaching last week, your wife gets pregnant and delivers a baby, and it causes you, the man, to backslide. When you meet a woman who can't keep up and is blaming the work, I've been given some projects, I've given some assignments, I must fill some ledgers and forms, that's why I can't come to church, my child is like that, my desk is like that. You are looking at a person who has not been fired up. Because what has fired me up tonight is not the message I am preaching. My father's business. Tonight I want to beg you. I know I can see your scarf. You are a singer. I want to beg you. Don't do what you are doing if you've not done the father's business first. You will make a fool of yourself. We will find you out in 2 years who you really are. I've been here for the past 30 years as pastoring a church. I got born again 40 years ago. Next year will be 40 years. I'm still here. 40 years I got born again. Not 4 years ago. 40 years ago. What has kept me? Preaching?
No.
The father's business. No wonder when this boy was ready for ministry, no minister in town could match him. Nobody. Because what fails you? Maziazuza. Make time. You are a pastor. Make time for God's word to fill you. Make time. That is why people are called full-time pastors. You don't enter full-time to sell books. You enter full-time to have more time to give attention to exhortation, to doctrine. So that when you stand up to sell a book, when you speak for 5 minutes, everybody gets up. Jesus' business was not feeding 5,000. So the day he had 5,000 to feed, all he needed was 5 loaves. As soon as he held the 5 loaves, he just scattered it to 5,000. Because what was in him? The feeding of 5,000 people with the 5 loaves was not because of the bread. It was the person who ministered it. We will know what you've been doing with your time. When you see that the things you are doing are not growing, they are not fruitful, we will know what you do with your time. This is a public space. Nobody comes here to do the father's business. Is a secret business. This is a public space. Can't you see there are people online watching me? There are people, 1,000 people here in the service watching me. Nothing public is the father's business. The real business is where you enter a closet and shut the door and do the father's business in secret. And when you stand in public, the Father rewards you openly. Are you struggling to be a Christian? Are you struggling to be a church member? Are you struggling to even come to church? The answer is that the Father's business has left your life. You no more listen to messages. You no more soak messages. That's why people go to the stadium all the time. Because they are watching football all the time. anything that fills you leads you to more of that thing. So it is the wise we give wisdom. To enjoy church and to look forward. Those days, we start ironing our clothes the previous day. We start ironing. If it's a Sunday morning church, we start ironing on Saturday evening. They are hanging there ready as we are going up and down. We can't wait for Sunday morning. Today, we have to go and iron for the members. Can you lift your two hands and ask the Lord to have mercy on you and help you to do His business? His business. Otherwise, you will become a monument of the past, a relic of the past. All your great things will be because of the great things you did before. You tell people, do you know what I've done before? Nonsense. Who cares about what you've done before? What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
Let's get to it. And I dare you to start listening to messages. You will be enfired.
Oh, Vesini Makava Salavadush Impredis. Liva Davadi Makava.
Any preacher who stands on his feet first to preach cannot preach well. A good preacher sits down first and surrounds himself with teachers. Bazata Mahakadava. Let your Zonima. Online, pray. Online, pray. You are in church. You are in church. Alumama
Revadima Pakata
Melole
Impresu
Aloma
Alavas
Bras Katia
Plagada
Azunimi Patuana
Tavasun
Ile Baba
Legadu Shapa
Namos
Ampelado
Mayaya
Legadu
Atuamamasa
Palada
Sebe Ebe
Prakato
Sebe Ebe
Pakashata
Sebe Ebe
Palinemo
Sebe Ebe
Legadu Sapa
Mayakupala
Levesalaba.
Father, we thank you.
Oh, Vini Makada.
Close your eyes and lift up your two hands, everyone.
Oh.
And say after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
From today,
I will not neglect
your business.
Your business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For today.
For today.
For teaching me.
For teaching me.
Your business.
Your business.
I didn't know. What your real business.
What your real business
was.
Today.
I've learnt it.
I will walk with you.
I will agree with you.
Your business will be my business.
So that what makes your heart beat will make my heart beat.
Heavenly Father,
we will be one.
From today,
you and I, we are one. We are one.
Because
I agree with you.
Your
business
is my business.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Clap your hands.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your way. Thank you. Thank you. Oh.
Please close your eyes and bow your head. I want to give somebody the chance today to come to the Father. Jesus said, no one can come to me except the Father who sent me draws him. You are here today. You are not born again. You don't know Jesus as your Lord, your Savior, your Master, your personal Savior, your Master. Today, I'm coming to you to give you a chance to know him well, to love him well, to be close to him. Every eye closed and every head bowed. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. If you are here today and you want me to pray for you, just lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. Yes, lift it high. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. Lift your hand. I'm going to pray with you. Lift your hand high. Lift your hand high. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for the great blessing and the great privilege of serving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's welcome Bishop Corey.
I think your hand clap can be better. What a beautiful message tonight. What a beautiful message. You know, I want to assure you that you have not heard the message properly. You have not heard the message properly. You need to sit down and surround yourself and listen to the message again. Yeah. You have not heard the message properly. I can guarantee you that. But we thank God for the gift that He has given us. For these deep teachings, these are deep teaching. These are direct downloads from the throne room of heaven. Direct downloads from the throne room of heaven. As Bishop was dissecting the verses, I said, this, it cannot be the knowledge of a man. No. No. If you are not, if one ear is not hearing directly from heaven, you can't do this. So you have just received a direct word from heaven. You are like somebody who an angel has appeared to speak to you directly in a dream. Yeah. You are not different from somebody who has seen an angel. But I pray for you that on Monday you go back and listen again. To hear twice. To hear twice. Bishop, thank you very much. What a blessing. These are iconic messages, classics, classics. Lift up your bread. Let's take the communion tonight. Lift up the bread. See, this is the body of Jesus Christ. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ. Say, as I eat this body, I receive life. I receive strength. I receive power. Say, as I eat this body, may I be filled with the power of God. And may that power lead me. The body of Jesus Christ. Eat it. Lift up your cup. Lift up your cup. See, this is the blood of Jesus Christ. See, as I drink this blood, anything that was in Jesus Christ begins to be in me. Anything that could not dwell in Christ cannot dwell in me. The blood of Jesus Christ. Drink it. Lift up your hands, and now the power of God fills you. Bishop said something. He said that what fills you will lead you. Yes. May you be filled with godly desires. May you be filled with desires to be about your Father's business.
Amen.
May you be filled with desires to surround yourself with teachers.
Amen.
Teachers.
Amen.
Teach us in the morning.
Amen.
Teach us in the afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Teach us in the evening.
Amen.
May you be filled. May you be filled.
Wow.
With that desire. With that desire.
Yes.
May you be filled with the desire to watch preaching videos.
Amen.
To hear messages
the
time.
Yes, yes,
may
yes.
messages be to you like food. Yes. Like meat.
Yes.
Like meat.
Oh, yes.
Like meat.
Oh, yes.
This communion is filling you with desires.
I receive.
Filling you with desires. You will be there and you have a desire to hear something.
Amen.
Hear something.
Oh, yes.
To hear something.
Oh, yes.
I tell you. What a blessing. Father, we thank you for tonight.
Thank you, Father.
We are unable to describe accurately what has gone on here. But we thank you. We bless you. We thank you that you have chosen us to experience these things, oh God. These are experiences.
Oh.
May we treasure them, Lord.
Amen.
May we treasure them, Lord. Make us people who surround ourselves with teachers, oh God. Surround ourselves with teachers to hear and hear again, oh God. To hear and hear again.
Oh.
We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you clap your hands for Jesus? Clap your hands properly. Properly.
Hallelujah.
Properly. And you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Mackinac Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.